Mark Megan's Weekly Roast, proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, always read the label. Go loud.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, what's going on? Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with the brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realising that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED. But only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. I am here, joined by the sidekick we love the most, Mr. Mystery Mick.
Hello, Mark. Good to see you.
How are we, Michael?
I'm very well, Harry. Well, actually, I'm okay. I'm not very well.
Oh, God. Sorry. He's interrupting to the extent of hogging the mic already. Let's go. This better be good. Brace well, yourself, dear listener.
It's been a sad morning, Mark.
Oh, for...
I've suffered a loss.
We know about the granny. You brought that up.
That was weeks ago.
You dined out on that little morning parlour for quite some time. Go on, what's going on today?
Oh, unfortunately, Mark, the family cat, Bon Bon, has passed away this morning.
Sweet suffering Jesus. Bon Bon. So it's a confectionery
Bon Bon, gone.
I'm sorry, by the way.
No, thank you. A weird one for you, though, and I would like to get your honest thoughts on it.
Okay. Sorry, how old was the cat?
18.
Ah, that's sad.
No, yeah, but like lived a good life and, you know.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because your brother was 13. No. Oh my God. No fucking way. That is just. Keep going.
So.
No.
Yeah. No, so look, I kind of call off the sister. Bad news. Bon Bon has moved on to the great farm in the sky.
So when you first found out that Bon Bon was gone, yeah. Was there any stories, like when things started to go wrong, like what was... I'm just trying to follow along, like...
She had a cough. It didn't go away. She's old. You know, these things happen.
Yeah.
But to take it back, I need your advice or I need your thoughts.
Okay.
Get a call off the sister. Right. Bon Bon, gone.
Yeah. And is it Mandarin Chinese that you're... That's definitely gone, isn't it?
But she goes on to say that because my mother was in our famous mobile home, our Eiffel Tower possessing mobile home in Wicklow, she's on the way up to see the cat, and that the vet was reposing the cat at 1 p.m. if I would like to go and say goodbye.
Like as in, like away? Wait there. Like some sort of fucking feline funeral. Are you serious?
And like, I was a bit speechless.
Is this on RIP.ie? Whiskers. Here lies Whiskers. Beloved Bon Bon. Hold on.
Donations in lieu of
cat treats. Flowers in lieu of... By the way, will people just accept flowers?
Yeah.
When I'm gone, bring
absolutely.
Flowers.
Yeah.
And forget the donations.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/ Mark Megan. Anyway, so, okay, the vet is having a sort of wake for the cat.
I was a bit taken aback. Like...
Was it in like a little cat tuxedo?
with the paw paws across the chest, like it's going down a little water slide. That's quite sweet.
It's just a dog playing the organ in the corner.
Oh, she looks very herself, doesn't she? With the fucking makeup on, the puced cheeks. Oh, she looks really herself. No, she doesn't, Mum. Like, can we stop that whole... The body looks like a dead body.
Yeah.
With sort of, you know, MUA, the junior level of MUA, a 15-year-old who's like on a Bieber... Okay.
Yeah. Am I overly callous to find that a bit...
amusing?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I think what I will say, and I mentioned this in a recent podcast, I do believe that we should encourage people to mourn the loss of their pets more publicly because it's devastating. Oh. It is absolutely heartbreaking and I'm genuinely, truly sorry to yourself and your mum in particular.
Thank you.
Like 18 years is a long, long time for anything to have a permanent place in our lives. So for that to just go, it's tragic.
I appreciate it.
Will they be having a month's mind? Who's doing the eulogy? I'm trying to think of puns.
Eulogy? No.
There's been a meow pour of grief. Will they be doing a... will they be playing any music? A bit of an old tuna?
Oh.
Cat? No?
No.
Quiet in the church, please. If you're talking, leave it to whispers. I mean, whispers. Who's the priest? This is mental. Nevertheless, welcome back. Like, we get back to the cat in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be bringing pussy up to the whatever. Are you going to the wake?
No, we're recording right now.
Are you getting it stuffed?
No, God. No.
So what happens post-wake then? Green bin?
Yeah.
Brown bin?
Brown bin. Brown bin.
Probably brown bin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nevertheless.
Barbecue. Oh,
easy, Weber. Welcome back to the weekly roast of annoying partners' habits. Guys, I almost wish I was single after the stuff that came through last night. Beggars belief. These people walk amongst us. As I often say with the weekly roast, we don't listen to this to sort of rejoice in the fact that we are normal and other people aren't. It's to remember that none of us are normal.
Totally.
The stuff that came in last night was truly and utterly insane. If you're single out there, be glad to be that way. If you're not single out there, rejoice in the fact that your spouse does not behave like the ones we're about to discuss. It's been so weird not talking to you for 10 days and I'm so happy to be back in the hot seat. It is my favourite time of the week, guys. If you're enjoying the show, you know what to do. Follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark. Follow my sidekick, Michael O'Malley at Michael O'Malley catsadness.com. If you enjoy the show, click follow, subscribe, wherever you get it, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Go Loud Player, whatever. It's great to be with you. Let's get into it. Part one, we're going to do some readings. Okay, Oniva, let's go. Okay, guys, let's get into it. Now, just before we continue with the podcast, I would like to caveat that Michael does not, nor did he not, ever have a brother.
No.
That was just a gag. It was random. It was surreal. It was not what... It was just a gag, okay? He did have a cat, though. So, 1 p.m, Rathgar. No expenses paid. Will there be an open bar?
Of course.
Right. Let's get into it. First up, okay. If he gets emotional, this is someone's partner's annoying habit. If he gets emotional, he farts. So I'll hear him sobbing and farting, listening to sad music. This is just completely... Do you know what I mean? Him listening to Fields of Gold on repeat till they get kicked out of the estate WhatsApp group. Like, for pollute. This is complete fucking madness. Now, look, let's begin this, right? I am hyper aware of the connection between brain and gut,
yeah, yeah.
Okay? And, like, how stress can create, you know, gastric whatever. In fact, oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, this is so bad. Come She'll on. Kill me. The first time, this is 100% swear my life, true story. So I obviously do get bad anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I have a lifelong career with panic attacks and anxiety, as everybody knows at this stage, to the extent that I didn't go on stage for many years and all the rest. I'm working through it. When Darren first met my mum, the first time she ever met my mother,
okay,
was backstage at the Bello Bar.
Oh, wow.
5 minutes before I went on stage. So usually on the days of shows, I am in a different world of rumination, anxiety, stress, sure. And just like, it's the worst. But for like an hour before the show and I was backstage, let's just say the stomach wasn't great. and forever. That would, like, it would be imprinted on my mind. Darren's there, I'm doing my meditation, doing my deep breathing exercises, and Mum just pokes her head and she's like, I just want to, oh my God, Darren, great to meet you, whatever. Mum comes over to give Darren a hug. As Darren leans over to give my mum a hug, like, I can see Darren's face over my mum's shoulder. There's like a silence in the room and just...
No.
And I just did the most horrendous fart. And my mum's too much of a lady to mention it, right? But she probably, there's a solid chance she thinks it's Darren. So, because she's pressed against Darren, I just, like, she's deflating. And I can just see Darren's face over my mum's shoulder, being like, is this what I've signed up for? This is my life. So, we've established that stomach, you know, your stomach can be affected by stress. So, it's the sobbing and farting that I don't quite understand. As somebody messaged me, she goes, to be fair, if my boyfriend was just going off listening to music and sobbing like a few times a week, I'd break up with him anyway before you even bring the fighting into it. Like, I just don't understand. How could he live his life like that? Oh, guys, just be careful. Andy's upstairs watching that final scene in Love Actually when Emma Thompson discovers Alan Rickman bought the bracelet for the fucking shop worker, not for herself. The Joni Mitchell. The place looks like a Bobby Sands memorial. Do you know what I mean? What the hell? Oh, listen, guys, Declan's just watched the opening montage of Up. Does anyone have a spare pair of Levi's? Like, it's sobbing and farting. It's like if... Just imagine him with the AirPods walking around the house. This isn't juvenile comedy.
Not at all.
What do you think?
If it's an ailment that I suffered with, I wouldn't be going out of my way to listen to sad music.
Yeah, I wouldn't be signing up for Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
What are you up today? Well, I've got a business meeting in 5, so I can probably stick the 7-minute version of Hallelujah on first. Oh, no, my suit pants are ruined. Like,
yeah, no, you need to get onto like some Pharrell, you know, some, yeah. Lighter, some lighter bits, I think.
Oh, my God. Sobbing into the far. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good luck. Next up, we have home early. I look in the kitchen window and he's scratching his arse with the wooden spoon.
Oh, my God.
Then he puts it back. Good stuff. Your husband is some sort of suburban Sasquatch. Like a 6-foot arse scratching imbecile.
That is vile.
Homer Simpson coded. Is that a Gen Z phrase? Coded?
Yeah, something a bit more.
I'm not into the Gen Z. Would you be into the Gen Z?
No.
When I hear like guys in South Dublin accents talking about a burrito on South William Street and saying it slaps, it makes me want to go on hunger strike.
Makes you want to slap them.
Genuinely, I would love to throttle them with the burrito.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, it slaps. Good stuff. Okay, scratching your arse with the wooden spoon.
Like completely, completely disgraceful and disgusting.
Yeah.
I think the worst part for me is that he's putting it back.
Well, yeah, yeah.
No, like if you need like your little utensil, you need to do what you need to do, that's fine. But like it's a shared kitchen implement. It's not.
As an adult with ADHD, okay, yeah. And somebody who is also in recovery, I can absolutely identify with the sense of a permanent itch
totally. That
cannot be scratched, okay?
Yeah.
But my metaphorical fucking wooden spoon is like therapy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And talking to other people with similar afflictions. It's not scratching my soul or hole with a wooden spoon and then putting it back. Like, that is absolute scrambled eggs.
Ooh,
oh, smells
God.
A bit.
No.
Smells a bit like Damien's dick, actually. People, there should be lessons. We need lessons in hygiene across the country of Ireland, right? We're just going to keep going with this because I've got two more to get into before we get onto the voice notes. My husband sleeps on his knees, like proper kneeling and leaning over the bed. That is like, to say, I don't know, Catholic guilt. What do you mean, like sleeps on his knees? Like he's, like, does he face Mecca?
He's probably staring at you as well.
But like when she says on his knees, does she mean like, joking aside, doggy style? Or does she mean like kneeling on the floor, leaning onto the bed, praying vibes?
You have to assume like he's saying his prayers and drifting off. Surely. Like there's no other way that works.
Well, the other way, of course, is that he's like having dreams of fellating some sort of groundskeeper in Offaly, and he just nods off. This is just, it's.
But why are, like, why are you letting this behaviour also, not to victim blame.
It should only ever happen once.
Yeah.
This happens once. Hiya, garlic. I mean, garlic is an untradition. Hiya, garlic. Anyway, I was chatting to Ragu on Thursday and he said the meatballs. But like,
how weren't you getting up the next day and saying, hey, love,
You seem to have embodied some sort of deranged John B. Keane character. You know what I mean? Unless he's
having an exorcism right now. Like, he's just...
Unless he's got some sort of, like, Tom Hanks in Castaway. You know whenever Tom Hanks... The final scene in Castaway when Tom Hanks comes back and, like, he's staying in a travel lodge, but he sleeps on the bloody ground.
Yeah, yeah.
To fucking slap you in the face with the point that he was actually... Do you know what? Maybe there's more to be said for a life without this modern society. Just in case you didn't fucking realise. Maybe... Just maybe, by the way, life is easy on a desert island without all these modern fucking trappings. Can you imagine the husband of Meg Ryan or Helen Hunt?
Yeah, yeah.
Looking out the curtains that night and say, oh, for fuck's sake. Surely not. He was probably expecting fast-way couriers, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And he's in great nick. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. He's lost 16 pounds. Because when he was gone the flight, he was wearing a fucking red Gansey nullig that looks like it was stolen by the local Gyalt, right? Heading off on the FedEx flight, and now he's gotten shredded.
He looks like Brad Pitt in Fit Club. Fit Club, oh, bollocks.
Fit Club. You know, he's gone off and shagged a football for 2 years. He's come back and now he's trying to rattle my wife. The husband is, he's actually the enemy, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, no thanks. It's over, Tom. You ghosted me for 2 years. Right, anyway, last but not least, before we get to the voice notes, this is just... I lie. I actually have two that I want to get into here.
Okay, go on.
Real quick. Spilled a bowl of soup in bed in June. Still hasn't cleaned the stain from the sheets. Can smell it.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody's wrong in this scenario. This is the Stanford prison experiment. I mean, there's no... Why haven't you changed your sheets? Full stop.
Yeah.
Why is somebody having soup in bed?
I don't like eating anything in bed.
Okay, there's a couple of days a year where it's acceptable to come home from work and go, do you know what? I'm fucking done with this day. I want to go to bed. It's tea and toast.
Yeah, like soup.
It's not like, oh, look, I've had, honestly, one of those days. I need to get up the stairs. Listen, there's some minestrone in the freezer. If you could defrost that. Actually, are we finished with the goulash? You know?
Yeah.
These fucking... I know. But like, it's just... It's not bedtime appropriate grub.
It's not.
A bowl of soup.
It's actually Kate's worst partner habit.
She eats bowls of soup in bed.
She eats soup in bed. She has had 3-in-1s in bed.
Disgusting. Gone.
Awful. Awful.
Annul that. I'm bringing that up at the wedding. By the way, this wedding won't proceed unless Chief over here...
Michael's adding an addendum into the contract. Yeah.
Oh my God. Awful. Soup in bed. Okay, last but not least. You ready for this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I want to get people's thoughts on this. Caught the wife hugging/holding DHL driver on the Ring doorbell, yet I'm wrong for asking.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
No. It's the holding that I don't understand.
Yeah.
So do you want to know something horrific?
Go on.
One of my neighbours called the door the other day with a parcel for Darren. And I was like, cheers, mate, just leave it there. They're right. And it was only as I was like shutting the door in his face that I was like, oh no, that's Stephen from the...
Oh my God.
Stephen down 53 has gone back and gone, yeah, he is a prick, by the way. You were right, Susan. He's a bollocks. I was literally in the middle of a Zoom call. So I ran downstairs. Yeah, opened the door. I was like, yeah, just leave it there. Thanks a million. Gone.
Oh,
and he was like, no worries, Mark. I was like, oh yeah.
Have you addressed that?
No, good luck.
Oh,
I'm Irish.
No,
I will. No, that's just gone. He's
no,
just gone.
No.
One of those people that has carefully sort of moved to the side of my life to never be dealt with.
I couldn't sleep.
That is the end of it.
No.
Let's go. Oh, guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. It is the Weekly Roast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I say, it's great to be back with you every single week. That was the first week off in 2025.
Amazing.
That's not bad now.
No, that's good. Great going.
Like, whenever I used to drink with the original podcast, every second week there was a, oh, sorry, I'm just not going to be able to because your life was chaos and unmanageable, Mark, you know? So, yeah, great to be here.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. Great to be joined by Mystery Mick. My friend, my confidant, my fellow sober boy. Two boys, just two bloody lads in recovery, having a bit of a laugh.
Great.
Let's have a laugh at recovery in recovery. So, no? Okay. Let's get into it, guys. The roast of your partner's infuriating habits. This time, it's told by you. Saddle up. Brace yourselves. It's going to get wild. Let's go.
So I've been married. Well, I will be married to my husband for 38 years in August. And when he was a teenager, 18, 19, he lost one of his eyes in a drunk driving accident. A guy drove into him when he was drunk. But since my husband has had to wear a prosthetic eye, and at night time, he delights in popping it out of the socket and popping it into his mouth to clean it. He doesn't see anything wrong with this, much to my horror for years and years and years. But eventually one day I ratted him out and I said it to his specialist when he was getting one changed, because you have to get them changed every so many years. And he was, the top specialist was horrified and told him that, oh, you can't do that, and germs, etc., etc. So now he does it incognito. He does it slyly. He still does. But you can't get away with he listening to that pop. So look, at this stage, I haven't got any bad infection. I just say, leave him at it. At least he still has one. Okay.
Good stuff. I don't know where to start here. By the way, when she sent in the voice note, she goes, please describe my voice. I don't want to be identified. Ah, yeah. It's not specific at all. So we're from a tiny town in Westmeath, and my husband's got a glass eye. Definitely disguise my voice. He wears a dungarees, blue hair, glass eye, disguise the voice. This is... Guys, straight up, this is, as you might say, my boy, their Rotemont levels. Gargling his eye.
It's vile.
Like, it's Listerine.
It's so, so vile. And like,
he's inadvertently made himself unbelievable at teabagging. I want your husband to teabag me, Denise. Can he call over on Tuesday? This is insane. I love it.
It's incredible. And it's such a, like, you know, you see, like, our lads get to that point where they just stop caring.
When the old lad just, he starts wearing the same pair of Marks and Spencer's corduroys and he swashbuckles his eye around his mouth like it's a glass meatball.
That is the greatest example of it imaginable.
Like, in terms of, like, it's like, you know, those Maltesers ads with sort of aimed at the Bridget Jones demographic. And it's like, you know, the girl's going, oh, you were on a date last night. Oh.
Oh. Oh, Sarah. Sorry, that's a difference. That's
eye contact for all.
Don't know where I was going with that one. Nevertheless, yeah, like, I just want to get into this. Okay, so firstly, tragic to hear about the eye.
Totally.
Great recovery. I had no idea that you have to wash the glass eye every night.
Surely, yeah, because, like, eyes are, like, self-cleaning.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's mad. Like, yeah, I didn't know that. Sorry.
You
fucking the optician over here. Mystery Mick, the sloptician.
Oh, hang on a sec. Are you washing your eyes daily? No, because they fucking clean themselves. That's what
That's what teardrops. Oh, when you're sobbing upstairs listening to Chasing Cars, forcing yourself to sleep. Let's make love. Brilliant. Mature podcast. Anyway, this guy, an eye for a guy. I love the fact that she's then ratting him out to his, his specialist. This is Roald Dahl levels.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, while he's getting changed. I mean, I don't know what. Well, does he have to get unchanged to get the, I don't know. Anyway, he's in the waiting room. He's like, sorry, doctor. Yes. Listen, he keeps swallowing the eye. What would it taste like?
Imagine he did that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd say he's seen a lot.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, no, good.
Giving himself an old homemade endoscopy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, but sorry, hold on. In terms of the functionality of these glass eyes, like, they're not just like a sort of you know, a gobstopper that you can just put in the back of your head. You know, that you can just, toss it out, throw it up in the air, catch it in the mouth, swashbuckle it around the old mouth, spit it back up, catch it in the eye, and then, like, does it see? Do glass eyes see?
Of course not. They're just aesthetic.
Where are you getting all of this eye knowledge? The fucking iPhone over here. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, let's go.
It's absolutely vile. Okay, in your own words, it's démangeant.
Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah. He takes off his socks, which is grand. We all need to take off his socks. Sits up on the couch, watching whatever shite, fucking, stupid program he's watching on Netflix. And the dog will come up onto the couch, and he will let the dog lick his feet. Like, getting right in there. It's vile. It's disgusting. It's disturbing for me. Only for the fact that we have children. I don't know if I'd be able to stick that out. Rotten.
Two things. Démangeant. Good stuff. Démangeant, as they say in... That is just...
It's the verb to not eat.
Oh my God. My concern here about the husband's feet is what's the state of the feet that the dog keeps going back?
Yeah, because dogs will go for a smell.
Because they're curious, white shark, you know, yeah. They'll go for one sniff and lick just to see.
Yeah.
You know, but
he's producing the goods for that dog.
He's a returning customer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a Chesney there. There's a Ches in between the toes. Yeah, yeah.
A bit of smegma, just, you know, like,
Good luck.
The worst.
Let's go.
Hey, Mark. I was with a guy for a year who was really into fitness, but tore his ACL in a football game. And I didn't notice right away, but he would, speed up to get home from, anywhere we were, because he knew that he had to do his rehab, and part of that rehab would be resistance band stretching. So he'd be lying on the floor with his foot in his resistance band, and I could see a literal boner forming. He wouldn't really address it, but then one day he told me that when he was doing sit-ups, he had had a corgasm, which means that he just literally just came all over himself while doing his workout. So if you look up what a corgasm is,
I won't.
It's a real thing. But yeah, he would experience that from working out.
Sorry. So what sort of a guy is this? Is he obsessed with himself?
Your standard Hyrox competitor.
Literally, a corgasm.
That is so grim.
Had you heard of that?
No, not at all.
So he's getting boners from resistance bands.
Yeah.
And then, it's all just completely slop,
But, I think exercise can solve almost any problem in the world. I'm all for it, right? Big proponent.
Yeah. Air and meditation.
Yeah, absolutely. But, this is, there's a near, perversion to this.
The sit-ups resulting in a boner, I'm wondering the mechanisms there. Is it the pressure on his pubic region, though? Do you know what I mean? There's something there that's triggering the boner.
I'd say that's more ego and you exercising and exerting yourself.
Like sort of Patrick Bateman style.
Genuine, I was thinking of looking at yourself in the mirror. 100%. That for me is...
To say me looking at myself in the mirror during intercourse would be the fastest route, fiber optic route to a soft phallus. I would shrink quicker than the fucking Greek economy in 2007. I would be me looking at myself side on, head on, from the back. From the back would be, that's the end of it. Lucky I got there and pregnant when I did. Never a chance again. If I was to see myself from the back, when I was flying, this is 100% true. When we were flying to Nice, so I swear to God, right? When we were flying to Nice 2 weeks ago, the flight, because of the French airstrikes, the flight after us was cancelled. So they got a massive plane and put both flights on the one.
Yeah.
As a result, they got one of those massive planes with business class.
Right.
I paid for us to have seats at the front anyway. So as a byproduct of that, we were then put in business class. Amazing. Greatest thing ever. Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Amazing.
On two occasions on the plane, I woke up with a boner.
Really?
To make matters worse, the person that I was facing was this what can only be described as an incessant freak who was taking pictures of Dearon from the moment she first saw her in the main concourse of the airport right until us leaving Nice Airport. She had the phone out constantly, was videoing, FaceTiming, all the rest. Worst thing in the world. You can't say anything because she'll just go, what are you talking about? Yeah. And then you're the dick and whatever. But it was really just like...
That's hard.
Yeah, it was just it was just really bad. Yeah. She's also a fucking pregnant woman, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, so I took the inside seat because we were in the middle row of business class. This woman and her friend was in the other row. But I was facing her. And both times when I woke up, because I was able to stretch out and lie fully, I don't know if it's because I was wearing Adidas tracksuit bottoms. It's never happened to me before. My dreams weren't sorted. My dreams weren't sexual. But I woke up with a boner, okay? And then I went to the loo after the second boner and just peed and then came back. But as I was coming back, your woman was still there with the phone out taking pictures. And then I started getting paranoid, being like, oh my God, this woman has probably seen my boner, has taken that picture, and now it's going to go viral. And not only is it going to go viral, it's not going to go viral because she's taking a picture of my boner and I'm Mark Megan. It's going to go viral because I think it's this like massive pulsating schlong and actually it just looks like this little knuckle nudging out of my Adidas tracksuit bottoms, and it's going to go viral for, like, you know, you think it's this huge Ron Jeremy log and it's like just like, hello, anybody care to touch me? Like the little paperclip on MS Office, just like, hello, I've got two little eyes, is Mark's Willie here, live and open for business. Dee dee. Don't know what that is. But yeah, so that was my concern, that she was going to say Mark Megan's intentionally showing his boner to me.
Yeah.
And it's the size of a Cadbury's finger. So there you go. Honey, that.
A friend of mine was seeing a guy. She really, really liked him. And they were in a place that they shouldn't have been one time. And things got heated. And halfway through, she said, talk dirty to me. To which he replied, you fucking whore, you stupid bitch. She said, that's just cursing.
That is fucking world class. That is absolutely incredible. Oh, talk dirty to me, you stupid bastard. What were you going to say?
That wasn't me. That was just my inner soul dying a death.
Oh, talk dirty to me, you dirty cunt, Damon. Do you know what I mean?
Put your fucking bins out, you.
Yeah.
You don't know how to treat waitstaff, you prick.
Yeah. Oh, talk dirty to me. Yeah, cleaner, your jocks are filthy. I saw a stain in your knickers. Sorry? I've always said this. Irish people don't know how to do dirty talk.
Not at all.
You go to Spain, it's like, ee, ay, oh, si, si, mamacita, ra, banalasta. You go to France, oh, bah oui, vas-y, vas-y, oh, comme ça, on y va, You go to Ireland, it's like, oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Fuck. Just like that. Don't fucking stop. Like that, don't stop. Keep going. No, don't stop, don't stop. That's the extent of Irish sex talk.
There's an anger, an inherent, like...
There's a rush. There's an urgency. Yeah, yeah. There's a secrecy. There is a... What we are doing is shameful.
Yeah, yeah.
So quickly, quietly, do it now. And then within 4 milliseconds of either of us finishing, we'll both be fully clad.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? There's none of this, like, Mediterranean lying with the sheets thrown off, sprawled nude with the willy, the little limp prawn, just chilling out in a laissez-faire manner across the tie, you know, taking the sights in. My willy hasn't seen daylight.
No, no.
In fucking decades. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's brief intervals. It's like, huh? We're out of here. Oh, my God. Gone into the, like, there's a brief window of time when the willy is out of the boxers before it goes anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the end of it. Do you know what I mean? The shower is its only, that's it's like if you're in solitary confinement in a maximum security prison and you get a day in like a playpen, yeah. The shower is after the willy. Why are we going with any of this?
I don't know.
Let's just go on. One more. Oh, fuck. It's a return of the Lewis lady. Oh, God. Brace yourselves. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. Or should I say bonjour?
Nope.
Hope you have a good time abroad in France, yourself and herself, and a mon Johnny Toi with a fine French lady. My annoying partner habit is that we both have very different sex drives. Without going into too much detail, let's just say I'd be in a monster truck and he'd be in something like a Nissan Micra. But he doesn't like stuff going near his rear end dealer, which I think kind of limits us a bit. recently, though, he's a real stickler for hygiene out of nowhere and won't have any physical time with me unless I shower first, which I kind of find gets in the way of spontaneity and ruins the mood a bit. But you might think I'm an odd fish, but I actually enjoy a bit of summer heat when riding. Get the stank on, you know yourself. Sound good luck with the baby as well.
Ah, like, sorry. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
He's, without revealing too much, and then he's not that big into our stuff. Which limits us a bit.
That's my favourite part.
It limits you, does it? Yeah. That's like saying we've got a free holiday anywhere in the world, but the borders of Syria are closed. Oh, no. Oh, God. We've got free trip around the world, anywhere. You can go anywhere you want in the entire world. Oh, but Aleppo's closed on Sunday. Damn. Can we go to... Do you know what I mean? Voice of Mark's penis. This is just completely insane. So firstly, she compares her sex drive to a monster truck. Like, so,
which we well know at this stage.
Well, yeah.
That's long established.
She's fellating people on public transport. Or not on public transport.
On roundabouts.
Roundabouts near public transport. And she's comparing her husband's sex drive to that of a Nissan Micra. And then, yeah, okay, so he doesn't like stuff going up his arse, and as a result, that limits her. Does it?
She just, maybe she wants to do a bit of pegging.
Well, obviously, but it shouldn't be a case that that's like, it's not that for me, at least, as someone who's not interested in that.
Yeah.
I don't find my sex life to be limited as a result of not wanting snooker cues, yeah, or three irons or I don't know what, pelicans getting placed up my anus, like, yeah, or ketchup bottles or remote controls or Ballygown bottles or, do you know what I mean? The list goes on. Like, that somewhat limits us. It shouldn't. Oh, we're going out for dinner tonight. Cool. It's like when the waiter comes over and goes, I'm really sorry, there's one thing not on the menu. And you go, oh, fuck, what is it? And you're looking at the chicken, the steak. He's like, the crab balls are not on the menu. And you're like, oh, no. I was going to order the fucking crab balls.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think you need to be shaming someone because they don't want to, you know, really push them their boundaries. I don't know if there will ever be a force strong enough to satisfy Lewis Lady.
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Like, Lewis Lady is a tour de force.
She's something anyway, because then she says, by the way, he has been annoyingly requesting her to shower, yeah, during before intimacy of late. And she says she doesn't know why. I can think of some reasons. Off the top of my head, I can imagine why one might, like, for it to be a request. Yeah. That's a request that, no matter what sort of partner you are, if you're in a relationship and your other half says to you, listen, would you mind sharing before intimacy? You do, of course, but you also go, oh, fuck, maybe I need to pay better attention to my general health, my genital health, or wellness, or hygiene, whatever.
Yeah.
But then she goes, so he's forced me to that, which he doesn't like, but she actually enjoys the summer,
must or whatever,
the summer heat. And getting the stank on. Oh, good stuff. So it's the rapper Ludacris. We're talking to Chameleonaire here in an excerpt from his interview with The Source in 1998. Goodbye.
A legend.
Oh, guys, I hope you're enjoying the weekly roast. It's great to be back. I feel like I'm almost a bit out of...
Yeah. A few cobwebs are like...
You've noticed that?
I was saying about the two of us, the entire experience.
Okay, let me just educate you on RSD. It's called rejection sensitivity dysmorphia. Yeah. Anybody with ADHD will understand it. What I was looking for there was massive resurgence. Oh, God. Sorry?
You did great. You did really
well. Reassurance.
You did really well.
Guys, you're very welcome to the Weekly Roast. Thank you so much to everybody for joining us of late. June was the biggest month we've ever had, an overall growth in 23% of listeners, which is out of this world. Incredible. So thank you so much. Now, if you're enjoying the podcast, you know what to do. Listen to it, subscribe to it, share it with a friend. Sorry, that's the other thing I've been told to say. If you can share the podcast with a friend, get a new listener on board, it makes all the difference and we would be forever grateful. It's a lovely free way of you showing your support. Okay, part three. Yeah, look, let's just go. Let's get into it and I will see you on the other side.
An annoying habit with an ex was the way he would say mama. It was code for a bit of boob. That was the only body part he wanted, and he would ask for it that way. And it progressed to him texting one word, mama. And that was what he wanted, was almost to be breastfed, I suppose, really. So, obviously, he's an ex, but I do like to tease him. And every now and again, I'll text, mama. Or I'll ask him, has he mastered his adult baby fetish? Yeah, he goes mad over that. The boob part would be extended to almost cradling him like a baby and then playing with him, and he would climax. And sometimes I'd whisper, oh, mom's boy.
No. No. This makes me so uncomfortable.
Here's to you, Mrs. Flobinson. Throbinson. No. This is just... She didn't have to add the mama good boy thing at the end.
It's the whispers as
it's
well.
It's the Oedipus comp. This is just... So the mama boob fetish.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it's the only part of her body. So he has no interest in sex.
No.
He just wants to be suffocated by bust.
Yeah.
But sort of... Cradled
and nurtured, and it's just very...
Rusks in the microwave.
Yeah.
Baby grow on the radiator. Ga, ga, ga. Do you know? The texting her just going, mama, like...
Makes high BJs.
On the Fisher-Price phone. Do you know? This guy going to business meetings with one of those, like, in the Oshkosh Bagosh jeans. This guy's just a complete baby, like...
Excuse me while I take out this soother. So
yeah. Oh, instead of vaping, like. Oh. All right, mate. That's fucking disgusting. Yeah, I don't know. It's absolutely like, was she lactating? I don't know.
It's off the whole thing.
Apparently, you can teach yourself how to lactate.
Really?
Yeah. Honey, that.
Hi, Mark. Absolutely love the show, but this topic. So much I can say, but my fantastic hobby has a desperate habit of licking his fingers, or, you know, if he's cooking or plating up food or putting food onto the plate, he'll always use his hands to do it. But then if there's, like, you know, meat and the juice of the meat or the vegetables and there's a little bit on his fingers, he will lick or suck it off his fingers. But then when he's putting meat on the next plate, he'll go straight in then, instead of washing his hands, he'll go straight back in and pick up the meat or veg or the potato and put it onto the next plate and then lick his fingers again and then go to the next plate. And it's so disgusting. Like, it grosses me out. So, and he does it everywhere. You know, he'd be at relations or friends and, you know, they might be taking up lunch or dinner, putting stuff on the table, and he will literally help out. Fantastic. But they all know what he does, that he licks and sucks his fingers to get, you know, any kind of sauce or juice or residue or a bit of meat or a bit of whatever it is, and licks it off his fingers or sucks it off his fingers.
Sucking.
And then goes straight back in to put more stuff on someone else's plate. Or if someone goes, can I have a couple of your chips? He, instead of handing like a bag of chips, you know, if you get a takeaway, instead of handing the bags of chips, he would be like, you know, having a couple of chips. He'd be sucking the salt and stuff off his fingers. And then he'll grab a handful of chips and go, yeah, no problem. And throw it onto the other person's plate after licking his fingers. And you just know they're grossed out. So, like, if you know him, you know just not to ask him. And, you know, everyone is just like, you know, thanks so much. I'll just get my own there. You know, you look after yourself. Because... could just kind of cope with it. And he's the same with, you know, when you've sauce and, you know, whatever it is, nachos or whatever you'd be dipping into sauces, you know, when you're sitting around having chats or whatever. So he's a desperate double dipper. So he does double dip, but it gets worse because he doesn't just double dip, you know, the chip or whatever it is he's putting into the sauce. When he's dipping, his fingers go into the sauce. Oh. So then he eats whatever he's having. Then he sucks or licks the sauce off his fingers. He picks up the next chip and then dips with that again. So it's licked fingers going into the dip sauce.
Okay. Like,
there's so much wrong. So much wrong going on here.
That voice note had a longer running time than Martin Scorsese's The Irishman. Fucking hell. The Fellowship, is that Peter Jackson? Like, The Fellowship of the Fucking Fingers. No? Lord of the Things?
No, it was great. Yeah. Just, I'm repulsed by the whole thing.
It's grotesque mystery, Mick. That's what it is. The fingers going into the sauce, and like when you're dipping the nacho in and the sauce coming up above your fingernails you are like gone. That's P45. If I was out with Darren in a friend situation and she took like a carrot stick and dipped it into some tzatziki and I can see her going fingernail deep into the tzatziki, I'd be thinking, right, well, I'm a single father now. That's how that's working. I need to figure out what rights and responsibilities, probably few, but like I'm going to have to figure it out because gone. That for me is just, and people sucking their fingers, whether they're having crisps and they're sucking their fingers, good luck. Nothing is that nice. Restrain yourself.
But like
your fingers are filthy as well. Like
there's a way, like if you need to like lick a finger, like, you know, like if you have a little, that's fine.
Sorry, what are you doing there? Like a badge? Like
if you,
you look like a fucking blue bottle. Sorry, can we get a visual on this? Michael's rubbing his, you know when you see a fly standing near a croissant or a donut? Michael's like a scheming fly who's involved in some sort of, you know, insect mafia. And he's like, like a little squirrel foraging pre.
Very impressive.
Foraging pre hibernation, pervert boy. Right. Last but no.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Double dipping. I actually don't have a massive problem with it.
6 inches on the soft. Oh, sorry. Oh, brilliant.
Good man. Yeah. Lads. Come on.
Go on.
Double dip. Like
double dipping on what?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm allowed. I double dip with Darren.
Yeah, I don't have. Oh, good man.
No, but like if we're having sauce or something sauce, but
people feel
related.
So like passionately. Oh,
yeah, fuck off. It's like the whole pineapple on peanut.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Give yourself another reason for an article in your fucking content office. We went out to take to the streets to talk to the people about their eats. So today, big questions, big answers, streets of Dublin. Here we are outside. Now, do you like it? Do you like pizza and your pineapples yourself? My brain. Do you like it? What would you say is your favourite Guinness? Shoot me in the face. I don't want to exist in this world. Let's go. Just.
Amazing.
Hi, Mark. So my ex-partner's worst habit was sneaking in next door and tagging my next door neighbour.
Oh.
We were together at this stage, maybe 4.5 years. By the time I found out, and the only reason I found out was because she got pregnant. Like any bad habit, if you don't break it, you'll be living with it literally forever. So the day I got rid of my bad habit is the day he got stuck with his forever. So yeah, bye.
I respect this caller so much. Well done.
Yeah.
That is not an easy trauma to work through. And the fact that she is in a place where she can, you know,
make light of us, kind of.
Yeah. And also from a position of like awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's, what a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, not a habit. Just scumbag.
Yeah. Oh, leaves the bloody glasses beside the bedside. Oh, never changes the dishwasher. Oh, has a 7-year-old son with Susan from Herbert Grove. Like, you know. That is just a nightmare. I wonder if they found out always wonder that, you know, when you hear about people having babies out of wedlock, like, you know, with like cheating and having a child. Is it when the child is born, or is it like, oh, by the way, I cheated on you. By the way, they're pregnant.
Yeah.
By the way, your uncle's called Bruce. We love the name. Would that be out of, you know, just because.
Traditional.
Yeah, it works with the double B. That is mental. What an absolute thug.
What a legend, though. You're right.
The girl.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
all right. Andrew Tate. So, okay. Let's quickly and quietly move on.
The girl.
Yeah, we get it. Okay, let's go.
I have an ex that once ate, or I suppose drank, a ketchup packet because he was starving. Like, literally, like it was a throw-up. Like, it wasn't a big deal at all.
There isn't a strain of diabetes so strong that would render somebody needing to suck the contents of a sachet of souse in a restaurant. And before people start harpooning me with the, oh, you've no idea, he could have been hungry. Yeah, he could have been, but he's eating in a restaurant. So, you know, I would sooner chew my shoe on the way to the restaurant rather than get stuck into the sachets.
Yeah.
Like, outrageous. Disgraceful. Good luck.
On y va, nothing more to say.
On y va. Bon voyage. Thank you so much for listening to Weekly Roast, guys. It's great to be back. Thank you for having us. In your ears every single Wednesday. If you've enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. I love hearing from you. Let me know what your favourite parts of the show were. If there's anything else that you want in the roast, let me know. We're trialing out some different things over the coming weeks. Be it interviews, be it, you know, showing up in different places. The Offaly Roast on the Road thing was brilliant. It was so exciting. If you want to see more stuff like that, let me know. Yeah, guys, I hope you're doing well. It's great to be back. Thanks for listening. I'll chat to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelised vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks.